The new floating bridge will take about 2 years to assemble, running parallel to the existing floating bridge. This week, a large crane will move into place, along with some barges. Then, steel piles will get pushed into the soft soils in the lake bed, just offshore of Medina.
For the drivers who travel the 520 corridor, this is going to be the week where they start to see the first visible signs of construction right there on the lake.
Jeff Schweitzer of the State Department of Transportation says they're setting the stage for the main action, which is bolting together massive pontoons and sections of bridge deck. Those are as long as a football field. They've been manufactured in Aberdeen and Tacoma. They'll arrive this summer after squeezing through the Ballard locks. One by one, they'll get bolted together and then tied to anchors down in the muck at the bottom of the lake. The new bridge is both wider and taller than the old one, which was built back in 1963. However, design of the non-floating portion on the Seattle side of the lake is still in a legal dispute and hasn't been funded. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.